Good morning, His Tabernacle Family Church. How are we doing today? All right. Good morning, His Tabernacle Family Church. How are we doing this morning? I love you so much. It's so great to see you. It's so great to be a part of this wonderful movement that's happening. If you could just stand up on your feet. You can just stand up on your feet, and we have a lot of room here at the altar. We'd love to invite you to come on down. And while you come, come on and clap.
Oh, come all ye faithful, come joyful, come praising. Jesus is born in Bethlehem.
Good morning, everybody. How we doing? Woo, you guys are awake. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Will you do me a favor? Greet the person next to you. Give them a wave. Give them a hello. Give them a smile. Good morning. Welcome. Welcome, everybody watching online. My name is Pastor Tim. We are so glad you are here today. It is a great day to be in the house. Hey, guys. Good morning. All right, we want to let you know of a couple things. First of all, right after service, we have our Connect room. This is our guest reception. If you are a guest, if this is your first time, first off, we want to welcome you. Can we give a hand to all our guests in the building? Good morning. Thanks for being here. Right after service, we want to meet you right in this hallway. There's a room called the Connect Room. We got donuts. We got apples, bananas, coffee. We just want to meet you. We want you to be connected here at the house of God. And then also we have every Thursday night, we have family night. Now, Thursday nights are awesome. We have classes for adults. We have classes for kids. We got the youth service, which is absolutely phenomenal. It is incredible. Everybody loves it. And so Thursday nights, family night, you got to come out every Thursday night, 6 o'clock. And then lastly, Christmas Eve is coming up, December 24th every year. I know, that's good. Christmas Eve is coming. We're going to start at 6 o'clock with some cookie decorating. And we also, for the first time ever this year, we're doing something special. We're going to do a tree lighting ceremony right in the front. We're going to get a huge tree. We're going to light it up. But we need your help. We need you to bring in an ornament from your family to hang on the tree. It's going to be a really special moment. That is Christmas Eve. We're going to start at 6 o'clock. Cookie decorating service starts at about 7. So it's going to be phenomenal. But now, will you help welcome with me our senior pastors, Pastor Michael and Rhonda Spencer.
You know, a lot of people don't know who I am out in the parking lot waving at everybody. But I do want you to know, baby, it's cold outside. It's cold. But, you know, we want to make sure that everyone coming down the driveway knows that they are loved. And it's genuine. Amen? That's why we're out. I think the coldest we've been out so far is -5. And who knows, this year we might be able to beat that.
Oh, let's not make that a goal.
I want to thank Steve Ludwig and Corinne Ludwig for my hat. It is a genuine beaver hat. Glory to God. So I just wanted to say I love you. I'm going to go change. Is that all right? Pastor Rhonda is going to open the service.
Amen. Amen. Let's just open up in prayer and get right into worship this morning. This is what this season is all about, is celebrating Jesus. It's not about trees and presents and giving and getting and any of that stuff that causes you stress and anxiety and worry. It's about celebrating Jesus and the reason for this season. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just lift you up. We worship you. We honor you this morning. We bring everything to your altar. We bring everything in our worship, and we lay it down before you because, God, we know as we enter into your presence, everything changes. Everything changes. We do not leave the same way that we came in. So we just thank you for it, Jesus. In your your precious name. We exalt you. We lift you up. We expect an encounter with the King of Kings today. We celebrate you, Jesus, in your precious name. We run into your presence. Amen, amen. Let's worship.
Sing that again for He alone.
For He alone is worthy. For He alone
Jesus, we love you this morning. Thank you so much for your goodness. Thank you, Jesus, that you are faithful, that you care about us, that, Jesus, you love us no matter what condition we're in, that, God, you've never given up on us. Thank you, Jesus, that you love us so much that you were willing to come, to leave everything, to come down here and to live as a man, to die on that cross and to raise again on the third day, to seal that today we can stand here and say, we know God, not just know about God. Thank you for washing our sins away. For Jesus, you are amazing. Holy Spirit, let the presence of God be felt so strongly in this room through the entirety of this service that not one can walk away without knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are real and that you care for them. Jesus, we need you. And thank you for allowing us to celebrate a celebration of the Savior. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. You may be seated this morning. We're so glad that you're here. Again, we want to welcome all of the guests. If you're a guest in the house, we just want to say we encourage you to come at least three times. Why three times? Well, the first time is, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. What did I just get myself into? Second time is, that's not too bad. Third time is, I can't ever go back to the quiet church. So I'd encourage you to come at least three times. We know that you'll be blessed. And I'd encourage you to come 3 weeks in a row, especially as we're getting ready to introduce. Listen, next week, we're introducing, is it next week? No, the week after, the third week that you'd come, we're introducing the new theme for the year. It is good. It is really a God thing. So, Pastor Rhonda, you are so beautiful. What do you got going?
Well, this is the time of our tithes and offerings, and we know all about that, but today I want to talk especially about the greatest gift that we can give. You know, I love giving so much. I love shopping for exactly what the grandbabies want and what the kids want and getting just the perfect gift. But years and years ago, I was convicted of forgetting the one who we're celebrating in the season.
Do you remember when that happened? Yeah. We were up in Newfield, and we had a lady call us on Christmas morning. And she said, Pastor, can you please come up to the sanctuary? My family and I have a gift for Jesus. I'd never heard of that. So we got up there, and she was an artist. Actually, she comes to the church periodically. Her name is Rusty.
Rusty.
And she literally, as an artist, she did two amazing murals of Christ. And she said, Pastor, I want to give these gifts of my time and my love and my energy to Jesus. And we put those up on the wall. They were gorgeous. We enjoyed them for all those years we were there. And like I said, she still comes here. She does tattoos now, so she can do it and it doesn't have to diminish. But I'm encouraged because that really stirred us.
Absolutely. From that time, it was where we paid attention to. We wanted to make sure we gave our best gift to Jesus. So in all of our giving, we have Happy Birthday King Jesus envelopes for you. We gave them out last week also. It is the best gift that we can give as to Jesus. It's the reason we're celebrating. It's what this is all about. So in all your gift giving and making sure you have the best for everyone, make sure you have the best for Jesus also. And today we're gonna give him that offering, that gift of whatever it is monetarily that we want to give. But I want to make sure it's our very best. Like, I won't spend more on anybody than I do Jesus.
Not even me.
That's my top gift is to Jesus. And so this morning, if you're ready to give, let's stand to our feet.
Well, can I say also, Pastor Rhonda, if you didn't come ready this week, you can bring it next week. Just
Absolutely.
Make sure you put it in the envelope that says, Happy Birthday, Jesus. Amen?
Absolutely.
Are you ready? Can I do it?
Yeah, sure.
How many believe the Bible? I don't get to do this much. I believe the Bible is true. How many believe the Bible is true?
Yeah.
Then shout it out loud with me, Deuteronomy chapter 28. Shout it out loud, if I obey, I'm blessed going in. And I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in my storehouse. And I'm blessed in my basket. The blessings have chased me down. They've tripped me up. Because I'm a child of God.
I said, I'm a child of God. Then shout, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Come on and bless the Lord with your tithe and your offering. If you're a guest in the house, we bring our gifts to the Lord. If you're uncomfortable with that, you can, there'll be something in the back for you if you'd like. If you're watching on live stream, you can give right where you are as well. We have folks from all over the world watching this morning. Thank you. We love you. You are family. We want to encourage you. You can give. You can go to histabernacle.com, give to the giving button, and or you can text the give. You'll see that on your screen as well. We love you. Have an awesome day. Oh, thank you so much. Okay, now, it's time for the children. Are you excited about the babies? Yeah. First service, they already had a packed house. I do want to give a quick testimony. We also, many people don't know, we do ministry every Wednesday. We bus in children from Elmira. And this week, we're almost back to our original numbers before COVID. We had 97 children under the age of 11 this week on Wednesday that we're able to feed, we fed them, we clothed them, and we teach them the Word of God. And if you'd love to help out with that ministry, it's a great place to get cussed at. Amen. And but these kids here, they've never really been in a church scenario. We get an opportunity to save that generation. Can I hear an amen? I thank God for all the teachers that are there, but they can always use more help. We got preachers on hand. Glory to Jesus. Competition. We're gonna have a preaching competition. I can preach louder. I got the microphone. Glory to God. No, they're good. They're good. So it's so important that if you are interested in helping out that ministry, please see Pastor Aaron. They can always use more help. Maybe if you'd like to ride the bus. We need folks riding the bus. Because sometimes there are fist fights, so we need help. And the teachers have been called many unique names, I'm sure. But the great part is we get to love that generation into heaven. Amen. That's our goal. We can't afford, can I hear this? We can't afford to lose one more generation in our region. Can't afford it. So are you ready to hear the babies? Because these are not kids just being babysat. These are the next ministers of His Tabernacle Family Church. They're taking over in 20 years. Amen? Are you ready to sing?
Yeah.
Then give God glory now. Come on, enjoy yourself.
Come on now, give him a hand clap this morning. Wow, glory to God. Isn't that awesome? Look at the young ministers of the future. Boy, girl, you're good. Congratulations, you guys are really good. You're welcome. We are so excited. We just love the children of the house. Can I hear an amen? I was helping a pastor. He asked me to help his church grow, so I sat down with him for a bit, and I said, how long you been in existence? And he said, our church been in existence about 60 years. And I said, that's wild. I says, how many folks you got in the church? And he said, I think I got like about 100, 125. I said, how many children under the age of 18? And he said, one. And I said, that's bad. And I thank God we can fill this house just with the babies. Pastor Aaron, can I give you a little? Pastor Aaron ministers to 200 children a week. That is a lot of children. Pastor Aaron, come up here. That is a really ugly shirt. Amen. If he's striving to win the ugly shirt contest, he wins. Amen. But honestly, you know, he pastors 200 children a week. That's larger than most congregations in our entire county. And not only that, he also oversees over 70 volunteers a week, where he helps them, builds and strengthens them. As well as this year, he so bravely, through my suggestion, took over Toys for Tots. How many children, how many families? 700 families. There's 700 families that we're going to be making sure they have Christmas. And if you would love to help this week, you can see him right after service. You can't miss the sweater. But we could use some help up at the mall. That's where we are, up at the mall. We have a spot up at the mall. We'd love to be able to make sure all the kids get their presents all wrapped and everything taken care of. You can see Pastor Aaron. I hope you're ready, because this is the best production I think I've ever seen them do. And it's written in-house. And I thank God for Minister McKenzie. She's over our... and her entire team. What a team. So if you will welcome with me the drama ministry of His Tabernacle Family Church, and the name of the production is Fa-la-la-la-la-la-thon. Yeah, that really took practice. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-thon. Welcome with me. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-thon.
Last time I'm going to tell you, if my dry cleaning isn't ready by 7 p.m. tonight, you're going to hear from my wife. I stopped her from firing you last time. Do you want to deal with that? Okay, of course. So you need to fix it. Understand? So hard to get good help nowadays.
Oh. Hey, Brett, ready for tonight's broadcast?
What? Donating to another charity that doesn't do anything for anyone? Who was the charity we gave to last year? Oh, yeah. Stop Turning Kittens into Mittens Foundation.
Well, okay, come on. Okay, we can't control what the winner uses the money for, but think of how we could bless someone, and hey, maybe the winner will want to donate to a worthy cause this time.
What? They'll probably end up going to a bunch of people that don't even want to have a or don't even have jobs. All right. Whoa. Okay. You need to tone it down. I know you're new here and you just recently graduated from the Alpha Kappa Beta Babes from Barbie Land University. But when I go out and host tonight in about 10 minutes, I don't want to look like an overglazed donut. I'm clearly a human here. Are you going to fix it or am I going to have to do it myself? All right, just go cry then.
Didn't you get the email? The producer, she wants me to open tonight. You know, judge us for something different.
What?
Well, yeah.
No, that can't be right. Oh, there's the boss. Hey, boss.
Yes, Brett.
You know, I don't think Cynthia is capable of doing the broadcast. I think it should be me.
Listen, the decision's already been made, and we're going live in 7 minutes. I don't have time for this.
But I don't know. She's been anchor for only 6 months. I don't think she's able to pull it off.
Well, I've been practicing a lot, you know, mostly my facial expressions and tone of voice. Would you like to hear? This Justin, there's been a robbery at the local gas station on 3rd Street. The perpetrator escaped with 16 packs of gum and a package of single-ply toilet paper. Looks like we've got a messy situation on our hands. Eh, Brett? And besides, it's not like I haven't opened up for other news stations in the past.
That's just normal news. It's not the biggest fundraiser we put on for the entire year. Boss, we need actually someone that's a professional. Someone that's been doing this for the past 4 years. The actual people that are donating know my face, and they'll be more likely to actually donate.
Fine. Whatever.
Well, boss, I really think I can
listen,
do this.
Listen, I don't have time to argue. The decision's been made. Brett, you'll anchor this, and Cynthia, I'll have you on the ground at the annual old folks turtle race, okay? That should even things out, right? Perfect.
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. We're on in 5 minutes.
Okay. Don't worry, Cynthia. Your big break is coming.
What was that?
You know what? Nothing. Excuse me. Okay, Jesus, I need you to help me.
You look a little flustered.
Oh, no, really? Okay, well, I've been trying to stay positive. You know, like, how your word says to do. But lately, I've been finding it, you know, harder and harder to see the glasses half full. And I know we shouldn't talk bad about anyone, but he's driving me bananas! And I know it's a competitive line of work, really, but he just keeps walking all over me.
Wow. Well, what would you like me to do about it? Well,
can't you just, I don't know, sob in his heart or make him be quieter? I know. You could get him a different job at a different station away from us. Yeah, no, because he's always complaining that we're such an embarrassment. So why don't you just get him a different job?
You know, no, can't do it.
What? Why not? That's a great idea.
Well, I want you to minister to him.
Okay, well, it's not like I'm the only saved one in the world.
True, but I picked you to minister to him. Listen, I didn't create people just to hurt people for no reason. He's wounded, and he needs help. I know it's not always going to be pleasant, but right now he needs patience and compassion. I mean, look at it this way. You're not perfect, right? But you have me to help guide you and lead you. He doesn't have me yet. He doesn't have these conversations with me. His only source of strength and peace, it's himself. But you've got me, and look at you. You're already starting to look more joyful already. That's my girl. Now, you don't know what he's going through, but I do. So you keep being a light and watch me work.
Yeah. No, you're right. I'm sorry. I'll try to shine some light into the situation. Thank you.
Of course. No problem.
What are you so happy about?
Okay. Well, I love Christmas. The snow outside is gorgeous. I love my job, and we're about to go live on this amazing show. Life is just good.
This amazing show. The producer doesn't know what she's doing half the time. The media team, always lackluster. And every time we get new help, yeah, it's laughable.
Okay, well, that I can see where you're coming from because that stuff might be true, but it's all about your perspective.
I'm more of a see things kind of how they are kind of person.
Oh.
I don't fantasize things to make myself feel
okay,
better.
Okay, well, and I get that, but wherever you look for good, you'll find it, and wherever you look for bad, you'll find it.
Yeah.
Oh, on that topic, do you remember that idea I had about, you know, the cute little way we could cut the commercial?
Oh, you mean the singing that little jingle?
Oh, yeah. That was an email, too, you know, just in case you didn't see that part, because apparently you didn't get it.
Oh, I got the email, and no. We're definitely not doing that. That's absolutely embarrassing.
It's funny because the producer wants us to. So.
No, we're not some bo-dunky news station. We're going to have plenty of other networks actually watching us tonight. And you're not going to turn this news station into a big embarrassment.
Oh, it won't be embarrassing if both of us do it with confidence.
No, Cynthia, we're not going to do
it. Can't you just try it? It's just an idea.
No.
Come on.
No.
Okay, the producer wants us to, and if you want to keep your job, you're going to do it.
No, yeah. I've been doing this so much longer that she's not going to.
Yeah, so funny.
Okay.
I won't argue.
And we are live in 5, 4, 3.
Coming to you live from Horseheads, New York on Channel 16 with your hosts, Brett Daniels. Co-anchor, Cynthia Turner. And last but not least, our new meteorologist, Chip Chippins. Presenting our annual talent show, Fa La 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 Thon, from HT Studios, this is HT TV News.
Well, good evening. I'm your anchor, Brad Daniels.
And I'm your co-anchor, Cynthia Turner.
And tonight, we're welcoming you to our 5th annual Fa La...
Fa La 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 Thon.
Thank you so much, Cynthia. Fa La La Thon. Well, you'll have the opportunity tonight to go ahead and vote for your favorite act of the night.
Oh, but first, we'll go over to Chip Chippins with the weather. Chip?
Yes, Cynthia. Thank you. So, folks, if you take a look at the forecast here, it looks like there's going to be a cold front coming into the northeast region somewhere over here. And, looks like it's going to be too cold to even go outside over the next few days. But, however, it's going to warm up by the end of the week, creating that awesome wet, slippery stuff we all love just in time for Christmas. Mud. And folks, you know, because you know how upstate New York weather can be, ruining all of our family plans. But hey, who knows? Maybe you'll be one of the lucky ones who gets snowed in and won't have to spend another miserable family holiday get-together pretending to like each other. Right, guys?
Yes! It looks like Old Man Winter is just showing up and showing out, huh? I'm sure your Christmas
will... Cynthia. So if you take a look at the 7-day forecast here, folks, yep, read them and weep. Looks like vitamin D is not going to be processed in your bodies for the next 7 days. You know, what does that mean for you? Well, I guess you can expect to wake up feeling more tired, like you need more sleep. Expect to have cravings for foods that'll make you hate yourself after you eat them. And expect to have intense waves of sadness. You know, good luck out there to you folks, because God knows we can use just a little bit. Anyways, this is Chip Chippins with the weather. Chipper than ever. Back to you.
Well, thank you very much, Chip. And now what you all have been waiting for is our annual Fa-La-La-Thon. Let's go ahead and go over to Level Acre Studio, where we have our talent show host, Ed Williams. How's the town looking this year?
Well, Brett, it is great to see you again this year, and boy, oh boy, the talent is absolutely jaw-dropping this year. No doubt, you watching at home will send in record-breaking votes this year!
Oh, yeah, it's going to be absolutely a nail-biter. Oh, I can't wait to see the talent this year. So why don't you go ahead and explain exactly how this works, Eddie?
Oh, it is quite simple, really. You, watching at home, will see our act here tonight. At the end of the broadcast, we will be showing a telephone number that you can either call or text in at the end of the show. After a short commercial break, we will share with you who won the $10,000 cash prize this Christmas. And for our first act, please help me welcome Clifford the Comet! Woo! Woo! Welcome to the show, Cliff! So this is your first talent show, is that right? Clip.
Yes.
What?
Yes, my first talent show.
Well, we are so excited that you decided to share your joy and your comedy with us here this evening. Now, what's that on your shirt? Part of your act, I presume.
Yes, if I won the money, I want to donate it all to the Toddlers with Tater Tots Foundation.
Toddlers for Tater Tots. And what does this organization do exactly?
Well, ever since I was a small child, the only thing that made me unhappy in life was Tater Tots. So I made this foundation to give tots to kids for free. I love tots!
Well, that sounds like a very worthy cause to donate $10,000 to. Well, folks, if Clifford the Comedian gives you watching at home a good laugh, be sure to call in or text your vote for Clifford at the end of the broadcast. Take it away, Cliff.
Tentacles. How to make an artichoke. You strangle it. What's orange? It sounds like a parrot. A carrot. Why did the math book look so sad? Because of all its problems. Why was the burglar so sensitive? Because he took things personally.
Thank you, Cliff. That was a unique form of comedy. Brett, wasn't that an interesting performance?
Yes. It was a very unique experience.
Yeah, that comedy special is really something, huh, guys?
$10,000 in tater. Tots.
I'm sure there was somebody out there that needed a good laugh. Thank you, Cliff. Hey, Ed, you got any more acts you'd like to show us?
Oh, absolutely, Cynthia. Thank you so much. And again, we are watching our Fa-La-La-La-Thon. We've had some great talent already this year. We've got more coming your way featuring some of your favorite charities. And I would love to introduce to you our next act, which is a musical one, The Hotties.
Woo!
The Hotties. Welcome to the show. It is so great to have you.
Thanks, Ed. It's great to be here.
And where does the name The Hotties come from?
You can't tell. It's a metaphor.
A metaphor? For what?
For being hot.
Creative. So what are you going to do if you win that sweet $10,000 cash prize?
Well, when we win, it's going to go to my eyelash extensions and Klaus's lipo.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. If the Hotties win, it's all going back to eyelash extensions and lipo.
Well, what else are we going to use the money for? Charity?
Actually, yes. A lot of our acts this evening are...
Say that, Eddie. Come on. Let's show these people why we already won this thing.
Wow. You can really dance. Wow. You can really dance. He went. They said we've both been dancing all this time. What a coincidence.
Wow. Brett, what did you talk?
What a unique and moving experience.
Moving.
Yes, I'm sure you at home were just moved to tears by that performance.
And, okay, so if you felt moved to vote for the Hotties, feel free to do so at the end of the broadcast. And
we start our tour in May right here in Horseheads, New York. Tickets can be purchased at...
Then please call at the end of the broadcast with the number at the bottom of the screen. Back to you guys at the studio.
And with that, we go into our halftime break. Please enjoy a couple of commercials allowing you to see what's going on here at Level Acre Studios. And we'll see you right back here at this year's 5th annual Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-thon.
And cut. Perfect. We'll be back in 25 minutes, so please do not go far. Brett, can I talk to you for a second?
Yep. Just give me 1 second. They really need to give me a better chair. But what's going on?
Listen, you're doing all right, not a problem. We've been having some complaints.
Okay, well, I promise it wasn't me, and if it was me, it might have been just a smidge.
Not like, those kind of complaints this time.
Okay, thank you.
We have had some messages from one of our donors. They said that if the same group wins again this year, they're pulling out, and they're one of our biggest donors.
Well, the most talented act always wins each year. What's the problem?
My guess is they have some kind of ties with one of the charities. I don't know.
Can't they just write a check and send it to them?
Listen, it's not about money as much as it's about publicity. If we can make the people believe it's more about the charity than the acts, people will be more willing to give throughout the year, you know?
So what am I supposed to do?
I need you to announce that comic kid with the tater tots is the winner, all right?
The tater tots? They're not even good for children.
Let me make this a little more clear, because apparently I'm being partly cloudy, all right? I need you to announce the Tater Tot Kid as the winner, or else your chances of getting promoted to our sister station are gone. And they have over 1 million viewers. You don't want that, do you? Yeah, exactly. Great. Can't wait to hear the winner.
All right. You know, the way you want to cut to commercial is a complete embarrassment. It's going to probably end up on one of those epic news fails montages or something that goes on YouTube. This desk, man.
Okay.
That's all good. It's all good.
Listen, I know you really care about your job, and I admire how passionate you are about this station, but I can add value here too. And if the producer, she liked my idea, then maybe you could, I don't know, just roll with it?
No, I've been studying this for way longer than you have. And the producer is probably just saying it's go right, just so she can make you feel better, but most of your ideas have probably been shot down. I'm just saying. Maybe you just think you're better than you actually are.
Okay, well, we should at least, you know, cut to commercial the same way for the rest of the show, just to keep it consistent at this point.
Not if it's consistent garbage, Cynthia. Literally, you're going to thank me once you rewatch this later and realize how bad of an idea this actually was. You know, Cynthia, when you actually... You know, when I was actually... Oh, okay. Hello?
Hey, Brett, how you doing?
Oh, hey, how's it going, James?
Good, good. So did you see the weather report for here in Michigan?
No, what's going on?
What it is your flight leave?
I was heading in on the 24th.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
What do you mean by that? What's wrong?
Well, there's a huge blizzard coming in from the north starting the 22nd. You might want to look in your email. Your flight may have been canceled.
All right, give me a second. Let me look.
Yep.
That's just great. Great. What am I going to do?
I know.
This is the first Christmas without Dad.
Yep. Yeah, Mom's gonna be pretty heartbroken too.
I don't even know what I'm gonna do. Maybe I can come in a couple days after or something.
Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe if the storm passes by then.
All right. You know, since I'm on the new set, I'm gonna have to give you a call back, okay?
Yeah, that's fine. All right, I'll see you.
All right, bye. What are you looking at?
Nothing. Let's get ready to go back on air, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm ready.
Coming to you live from Horseheads, New York on Channel 16 with your hosts, Brett Daniels. Co-anchor, Cynthia Turner. And last but not least, our new meteorologist, Chip Chippins. Presenting our annual talent show, Fa La 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 Thon from HT Studios, this is HT TV News.
And welcome back I'm your anchor, Brett Daniels.
And I'm your co-anchor, Cynthia Turner. We're back with our fifth annual Fa La Lalathon.
And the talent has been absolutely amazing this year, hasn't it?
Oh man, I can't even imagine who's going to be able to top the last act. And we'll be going back over to Ed Williams, our talent show host for the evening. Ed?
Thank you so much, Cynthia, and welcome back, you beautiful bunch of viewers, to our fifth annual Fa La 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 Thon. And we've got more amazing acts tonight representing some of your favorite charities. And I'm just gonna keep the ball rolling here and introduce our next act, Hoopin' Susan. Welcome to the show, Susan.
Great to be here. I'm so thrilled.
It warms my heart to hear you say that. Now, Susan, what talent are you going to be showcasing for us this evening?
Well, I'm a hooper. I've been hooping for about 6 years now.
Okay, and what does it take to become a hooper?
Hard work, determination, and hoops.
Okay, well, I guess that says it all. Just one more question for you, Susan, if you don't mind. What are you going to do if you win all of that $10,000 stuff?
Oh, I plan on investing into a stock market. You know, take some chances I've never been able to take. I never had $10,000 at once, so if I get it, I'm going to try and make more.
I suppose that's not a very bad idea. At all. All right. Well, Susan, I'm just going to get out of the way here. The stage is yours. And yeah, Hoopin' Susan. Well, we can't all be perfect, Susan, but you know what? I'm sure the audience watching at home found it admirable the way that you were determined to make it through your routine. Well, wasn't her fighting spirit inspiring?
Really was. I really enjoyed that. She was so sweet. Brett, what did
well,
you...
Well, let's go ahead and go over to Chip Chippin's with the weather. How's it looking out there, Chippy?
Well, Bretty. It looks like old man Winter's breathing his cold, nasty breath all over our city this week. So I would advise that you folks give yourselves probably about 4 or 5 minutes so that way you can warm up your cars. However, it's not really going to matter because you'll be spending the next 20 minutes scraping the ice off of your windshield, which will then inevitably lead somehow to you spilling hot coffee all over your shirt. And then coincidentally, your wife will call you, complaining and yelling that that shirt was a gift and somehow it was your fault that you accidentally did it. So, anyways. Yeah, there's supposed to be a storm coming in, so I would definitely advise that you guys check your flight schedules and be prepared to break your nieces and nephews' hearts this Christmas.
She brings that up.
Yes, maybe some of us won't be able to make it to Christmas gathering this year, but we can certainly send our presents in our places.
That is right, Cynthia. Always looking for the positive side of things.
I'm over it.
Well, at least, well, the final act of the night is up. So let's go ahead and go back over to Lever Lake Studio. Ed?
Thank you so much, Brett, and you are absolutely right. It's been a phenomenal year for this Fa-La-La-La-Thon, and our next and final act is none other than the Christmas Crooners.
Woo! Woo!
Welcome back, Christmas Crooners. It is so great to finally see some familiar faces.
Glad to be here.
Now, the charity they represent is Christmas for Kids. It's all about donating toys to kids who have to spend Christmas in the hospital. Now, don't you think that is a beautiful organization to get behind? And I'm just going to get out of the way. I can't wait to hear what you guys do. And yeah, give them your undivided attention. Christmas Carooners. That was absolutely incredible. I don't think there's anything else I could say.
They really are a talent that are unmatched at HT Studios. Brett, what did you think?
Yes, I couldn't agree anymore. I can't wait to see how these votes turn out tonight.
Oh, but don't go too far. We'll see you right back here at this year's 5th annual...
Ba-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-thon.
Oh, hey, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Why wouldn't I be fine?
Are you sure?
Yeah, no. I'm gonna go take a break.
He seems impossible to reach.
Now, you know nothing is impossible for those who believe.
Okay, well, what do I do?
Well, you can try praying. I haven't really done that yet.
Man, where do I even start with this guy?
Cynthia, just talk to me.
I just want him to be able to call on you, you know. Maybe if he was open to somebody else's words of wisdom, he wouldn't be so stressed all the time. I pray that he would gain understanding. Help him realize that he can't do this on his own. He needs you.
And guess who I'm gonna use to help him see that?
Me? He doesn't even like me.
That doesn't matter. It'll work.
Fine, but if you have to listen to me cry later, just know it'll be all your fault.
What are you freaking out about?
Nothing, nothing. It's nothing. You're fine. Nobody will see it on TV.
No, but the boss said that if I screw up another set, my internship here is, like, done.
Well, you didn't screw up the set. It's just water. My makeup's not ruined, and no one watching will be able to tell, so maybe we just don't mention it to him?
Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you.
I can't believe you just pulled all those tissues out. But does nothing ever bother you at all or something?
Oh, no, things totally bother me. I'm not perfect.
Then what is it? Do you have some type of chemical imbalance in your head?
Exactly. I have Jesus.
Oh, okay. You're that type of crazy. All right.
Okay, well, maybe I am, but maintaining my joy every day isn't nearly as hard for me as it is for you.
What are you saying? I'm not happy?
Yeah, and I can tell you right now, another promotion isn't going to make you happy for very long.
You haven't even been promoted. You wouldn't even know.
Okay, look, I don't know you personally, but I know truth. And the truth is, you might be able to make all the money in the world, you know, gain all the status you want, yada, yada, yada. And at the end of the day, you still have to be okay with who you are as a person. Okay, look, I'm not perfect. I know that. But Jesus, he helps keep my heart in check. He tells me how to respond when I'm caught off guard so I can rightly respond without hurting one or myself in the process. And at the end of the day, whether I did everything right or not, I have somebody that can give me answers. Do you?
Well, I know right from wrong.
Then why are you at a constant war within yourself?
Because, Cynthia, that is how life is.
That's a lie. You don't have to live like that. I don't. Give me your hands.
What?
Give me your hands. Jesus, I know you want to change Brett's life, and I pray that you give him the peace and the prosperity he needs to get through this season. When he's alone, I pray that he would know that he's not alone, but that he can call upon you, Jesus. Brett, do you want to make Jesus the Lord of your life?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I do.
Okay, then repeat after me, and you have to mean it.
Okay. All right, I will. Maybe. Okay, yes, I will.
Jesus.
Jesus.
I believe that you rose from the dead.
I believe that you rose from the dead.
And I know you're the Son of God.
And I know you're the Son of God.
Please come into my heart.
Please come into my heart.
And change my life.
And change my life. Life?
Life. Yes, life. I can't do this without you.
I can't do this without you.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name?
Amen! See, that wasn't so hard, was it?
Nope. Okay, you win that argument, I guess.
All right, and we are live in 5, 4, 3.
Coming to you live from Horseheads, New York on Channel 16 with your hosts, Brett Daniels. Co-anchor Cynthia Turner. And last but not least, our new meteorologist, Chip Chippin. Presenting our annual talent show, Fa La 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 Thon from HT Studios, this is HT TV News.
And welcome back to our annual
Fa La 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 Thon.
Thank you so much, Cynthia. I wouldn't be able to get through this without you. Fa La 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 Thon. Our results are in, and oh boy, it was a close one. Wasn't it, Cynthia?
Well, that's what I was saying. I don't know how you at home were even able to vote. There were so many amazing acts.
Well, right you are. Well, there is no use delaying the inevitable. Let's go ahead and have all the acts come on stage.
We have Clifford, the comedian, representing Toddler's Potato Tots. The Hotties, representing themselves. Hoop and Susan, representing the stock market. And the Christmas Crooners, representing Christmas for Kids.
All right, and so the winner is... The Christmas Crooner!
Woo! I would whistle, but I can't, so.
You're a mess, Cynthia. Well, folks, that's the end of our broadcast tonight. We'll see you on the nightly news tomorrow. Thank you for joining us, and have a good night.
And cut! Whoa. Brett, what was that?
Boss, I'm sorry. I couldn't live with myself if I would have had the tater tot guy win. Those kids need Christmas in the hospital.
Well, good luck living with yourself when you don't have a job. Cynthia, congratulations, you're our new lead anchor. And Brady, you're fired.
Well, I will make this work.
I didn't think I'd get promoted that way.
I make all things good for those who love me. Don't worry, Brett. I think I have something lined up just for you.
What do you mean?
We'll get to that later. Also, you might want to check your flight schedule.
Okay.
Huh. Really? Am I seeing things?
No.
My flight's gonna make it now?
Yeah, it's weird. I guess the storm kind of breezed on by, got out of there a lot sooner than anticipated. Weird.
All right, I don't even know what to say. But thank you so much, Jesus.
No problem.
Thank you. Oh, man. Chip, did you see the weather? It's completely clear. I can go see my family now.
Oh, well, excuse me for not tracking the weather pattern minute by minute for you. You trying to make me feel like a bad weatherman?
No, that's not what
I'm... Well, sorry to break it to you. My kids beat you to it. And it's not a good thing, though. That's what it is.
What?
Chip, that's not what I'm saying. I can go see my family in Maine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Good for you. I'm going to go home and try to watch Jeopardy and see how long that lasts before my wife demands that I change the channel. And one of these days, I'm going to ignore her. And just see what happens. I'll see.
Guys?
Should we?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Hey, Chip, you got to wait for us. Come here, Chip.
Also, do you happen to have glue?
Yeah, we need glue. We gotta fix that mug. Chip! We need a vacuum.
This morning, that is a powerful message. And today, I just want to share something really short with you. Hi, Isaac. How are you? Isaac is a new daddy, 1 month. Amen. I want to share something with you that I think that you'll see right here. And that is, there's an attack on Christmas. We've changed it to Xmas. We now, if you go to a store, it's Happy Holidays. It's a season of cheer. Fa la 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 la. But what's happened is this is not really about the term Christmas or the activity of Christmas, but I want to share with you something that's really just, it's so serious and it's so real. Because the real onslaught against Christmas really has very little to do with terminology, but it has to do with the meaning. The real attack on Christmas is removal of love. Not one of us in this room need a rocket science education to recognize that our world is really twisted lately. That things are changed. That people's hearts have changed. And today I want to talk to you really absolutely short about how we have to get back and we have to protect the real meaning of Christmas. And we as the body of Christ even more, we've got to be the people that perpetuate the true, genuine love of God that He has for individuals. The Bible says very clearly in 1 John chapter 4, verse 10, it says this, "This is love. He loved us long before we loved Him. It was His love, not ours. He proved it by sending His Son to be the pleasing sacrificial offering to take away our sins." Matthew 24, 12 says this, "Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold." We're watching as, let's be real, how much we have seen sin take off. How much now Jesus is mocked. It's actually more dangerous to be a Christian right now than probably anything else. It is an attacked people. And the reason is because we sit back and we look at it and we take it personal, but really what the issue is the attack is against the love that it represents. Because if love is not delineated, if love is not lost, if love is not issued back, then the world can't be lost the way it is. You know, we start looking at even our own area. We start looking at the looting in cities. We start looking right now at division. I don't know. I've just been kind of shocked about the division factor. Division against people groups. Division against organizations. Division against cities. And now we're actually watching within the church world. Division within the church. We sit back and we look at murder. Not just murdering the innocent, but murder rose in the United States of America by 30% last year. How about shootings? Let's talk about Elmira. All the way to November 16th, there have been 70 calls on shootings already in Elmira. We sit back and we look at how many people are struggling. If you look at crime, Elmira is 37% above the national average with crime. How is this? Pastor, I thought I came to a Christmas service to be encouraged. But I think it's so important that we look at what's really happening, and what's really occurring is not the crime. What's really occurring is not the onslaught against Christmas per se, but the real thing that's happening is we're watching love dissipate and disappear, and people are loving themselves more than they're loving anybody else. Listen, we all are looking for the exact same two things. I don't care how much money you make. I don't care how little money you make. I don't care what kind of car you drive. Every single human is looking for the same two things. We are genuinely looking for someone to love us for who we are, and we are waiting for someone to accept us. And as wickedness has increased, as sin has increased, the love of many is waxing cold. We're seeing what it talks about in Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1 through 5 says this: "But understand this, that in the last days there will come difficult times. For people will be lovers of self." People will be lovers of money. You see what's happening? You see what's happening? Love is being eliminated. And when love is eliminated, the only thing that you can truly lean on is selfishness. Making sure you're taken care of, making sure your needs are met, making sure that you are the one that is cared for. But I'm here to tell you, that is not the heart of Christ at all. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God did not, listen now, God so desperately loves you, God so desperately, genuinely desires you, that he gave his best to make sure that you could be one. I don't know if there's any greater love than that. Listen, I'm not standing here today with any religion for you. But I will tell you this, that if love is not recaptivated by the church and then by the world, then what we've seen just recently will just be the scratch on the surface. Because the less love, the more violence. The less love, the more division. We have got to come back to Christ. We have got to come back to Jesus. We have got to come back to knowing our God. We've got to come back to where love is first established and where love was first created. For God is love. I didn't say religion. I said we got to know God. What changes a heart like Brett is not bringing him to a church. Listen, I'm not speaking against church. I pastor a church. But a church won't get you changed inside. Only Jesus changes you. When he prayed that prayer, that's what changed him. It wasn't a prayer that changed. It's who he invited into his life that changed him. Who did he invite into his life? He invited love into his life. He was miserable with himself. But love conquers and covers all sin. Today, I just want to contact you. I just want to talk to you. I want you to hear me very well. And as powerful as this drama is, the exclamation point on the end of the drama is that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that love has to be again reignited in your heart, not just for you to be taken care of, but that we will take care of other people, that we will truly show them that Jesus is alive, that we'll truly show them that Jesus truly cares, that we'll really show them. You see, another thing that happens, when you lose love, you lose hope. And how many people have lost hope? They've lost hope in their life. They've lost hope in their relationships. And they've lost hope in church. But I want you to know, when Christ is the head of the church, you don't ever have to lose hope, because Jesus is alive. And where love is, you can believe for anything. Today, my compulsion, because I was told I had 5 minutes to preach, and I have to keep it to 15 at least. The Bible says that you will know them because of their love. You know, I think that's one of the things that I desperately, constantly grasp and grapple to make sure that I don't lose. One of the interesting parts about ministry is you're around people all the time, and not all the time very nice people. I mean, you get made fun of, you get laughed at, you get mocked, you get lied about. But I've strived to make sure, and my wife and I have strived to make sure, that we never lose the fact that loving people is the heart of heaven. You see, when love is missing in your life, you're not a nice person, because it's all about taking care of you. And the problem with that is, if it's all about you, then you'll scrap and scrape, dig and punch and pull and do whatever you got to do just to make sure you're happy. And you'll never reach there, because happiness is just an emotion. Love is a state of being. When you know Christ, when you know Jesus as your Savior, when love is the very foundation of everything that you do. Now listen, that is the powerful portion of it. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it says it so clearly. It says, if I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I'm a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have prophetic powers and understand all the mysteries and all the knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to move mountains, but have not love, I have nothing. Ephesians chapter 3 says it this way: so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the height, the depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God. You see, the fullness of God truly is love. Oh, that we would, God, please. Our world doesn't need another church. They need you. I pray that we, your church, will have a fresh baptism of loving people. The scripture says it this way: love the Lord your God with all of your heart, your mind, your body, your soul, and your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. Some of us need to love ourselves, not to the capacity where it becomes selfishness, but to the capacity of being healed in your heart, which means you need to get right with God. He's the only one that can make a great scrambled egg. He's the only one that can fix what you have in your life. He's the only one that can give you true, genuine happiness, true, genuine perspective. He's the only one. Today, it says this in Romans 5:5. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love been poured out into our hearts through through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Today, please hear me. I don't know who you are. I don't know where you are. I might even know your name. I might know where you live. But nobody knows your heart but Jesus. And I pray that in your heart there's going to become an eruption of truly loving God again, of truly loving people again. Because without the church, come on now, without the church coming to this epiphany, the church has lost itself. And it'll be the blind leading the blind. We need God. We need to love Jesus more than we've ever loved Jesus before. And we need to love people, which costs. For God so loved the world that he gave. So many are so selfish with the greatest and the only message that takes a person from death to life. And I pray that you will again love people. That girl was having a hard time. Cynthia was challenged with Brett. But I one thing that Jesus said to Cynthia that I'd really liked was, she said, he don't even like me. And Jesus said, well, it don't matter. Because love covers the multitude of sins. When you truly love people, you will be happy. I didn't say you won't be hurt at times, but you will be happy. When it's always selfish, you can only satisfy yourself from jumping from one thing to the next thing to the next thing to the next thing to the next thing until you realize the last thing didn't do it and the next thing won't. There's only one that will make you truly satisfied, and that is Jesus. Amen. So today, I thank you so much for being here. But hear our heart at His Tabernacle Family Church. We've got to love people more. The church, the body of Christ, is the only hope for this county. If the government could have done it, they already would have. Oh, I got a lot of things I could say right now. If education could have done it, it'd already be done now. We have a premier college right in Elmira. We're watching families get hurt. Babies grow up without daddies. Mama's hearts get broken. And the church sits nestled in our four walls. And we give only what we feel comfortable giving. At some point in time, we got to lay our lives on the altar of Christ as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto Him, which is our reasonable service. And we've got to say, Jesus, I'm in this not for me. I'm in this for Brett, who needs to know you. And when he does, as my life has been changed supernaturally, so theirs will be too. That is love. Giving uncomfortable is love. And I want to pray with you today. I want to pray on this Christmas season that it's unlike any other. As this is literally, we have two services left of changing forward, the theme that God placed in our spirit. That we will change forward with our love for God, change forward with our love for people, change forward how we live our lives, that we will be people that will literally say, God, however you want to show your love through me, I'm available. Because people need Jesus. People need the Lord. Amen. Bow your heads with me this morning. Today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, this week I went out and invited people myself, and a daughter and mom came this morning, and I've been talking to her about the Lord probably for 2 years. She came this morning with her daughter. I kind of manipulated her by her daughter. And this morning they met me in the hallway going down to the guest reception room. And I gave her a hug, and she just started weeping on my shoulder. Because I knew She needed Jesus. Took her into the room, and Kayla led her and her daughter to Jesus Christ. They'll never be the same again. They'll never be the same. It's not the prayer. It's the person you pray to. It's not perfection. It's true love. Jesus loves you. He loves you in your mess. He loves you in your confusion. He loves you in your problems. You don't need to clean yourself up. You just need to come. He'll change you from the inside out because he loves you. Amen. If you are here this morning and you'd like Jesus to come into your life, you want God to change you inside out, I'd like you to slide your hand up this morning. Amen. Thank you. Is there anyone else this morning? Thank you, honey. Is there anyone else this morning? Not going to wait real long. I figure if I got to beg someone to be changed from the inside out, then I got a problem. But today, you need God. Brett didn't know it till he got it. You need God. You've tried all the other things. You need Jesus. I'm going to ask one more time, and then I'm going to move on. Is there anyone here that would like Jesus Christ to be their Lord and Savior? You want to ask Christ to come into your life, just like Brett did right up here. Is there anyone else? 5, 4, get your hand up. 3, 2, last call, and 1. Let's all stand to our feet. Can you turn to the person next to you and say, I thank God for loving me. If you raise your hand for salvation right after service, Mindy's standing right over here. And maybe you didn't raise your hand, but you want to accept Christ as your Savior. You want to get your life right with God. I want you to make your way right over to here. Now, I want to remind you what we have outside. We have a petting zoo. We have Santa Claus for pictures. Even Santa Claus comes to his Tabernacle Family Church. And we want you to know more than anything else, we love you. We care for you. And you're important to us, but more than that, you're important to Jesus. Father, I speak blessing right now in Jesus' name. God, as we're getting ready to celebrate your birthday on Saturday morning, I declare, Lord, that your anointing will literally saturate, God, the room that we're in. That, Father, as we're there, that your anointing will be so strong that anybody in the room that does not know you will be drawn to you, that, God, you'll use us this Christmas. You'll use us with the greatest message. You'll use us with the good news of God. That people will know that you are good and you love them and you have great plans for them. Lord, I just speak safety and blessing over each one in Jesus' precious name. And everybody said, amen. Remember, I encourage you to come at least 3 times in a row. You don't want to miss it. You want to keep growing. If you're a guest in the house, we have a guest reception right on the other side of that wall. Just follow the signs down. Very easy. We have some coffee, some snacks for you. Get to meet some folk. We love you. Have an awesome day. Serve Jesus with all of your heart. Merry Jesusmas. Merry Jesusmas.